This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Prominent Belarusian opposition activist Maria Kalashnikova has accused authorities of threatening to kill her as they tried to forcibly deport her to Ukraine. Her detention happened earlier this week amid government efforts to end 5 weeks of mass protests against President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. Kalashnikova said in a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday that authorities put a bag over her head and drove her to the border with Ukraine before she fought her removal and was jailed. Kalashnikova's lawyer submitted a criminal complaint to the State Investigative Committee against Belarusian authorities, including the KGB police, for kidnapping, illegal detention, and threats to commit murder. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday, "The United States is deeply concerned about the government's attempts to forcibly expel Kalashnikova." Pompeo also said the U.S. and other countries are considering bringing sanctions in response to the recent events in Belarus. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier in the year, but he said he did so in order to avoid creating a panic. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward reveals President Trump said he had been warned in January that the virus had the potential to kill millions. Yet the president still reassured Americans publicly that the virus was very well under control. As of today, around 190,000 have died in the U.S. so far, and millions have been infected. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden responded, saying President Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union are holding emergency talks Thursday over Brexit divorce treaty fallout. The British government's planned law, released Wednesday, says it can act outside international law and undercut parts of the treaty. Now EU negotiators are trying to determine how to deal with London and whether they should use part of the Brexit withdrawal agreement to take legal action against Britain. The British government says its planned law clarifies ambiguities in the withdrawal agreement. It also says its main priority in the 1998 British-Irish peace deal that ended decades of violence. It said the bill would be debated on Monday. Reuters reports Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has made significant progress in his recovery after being poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent. Der Spiegel magazine reported Thursday Navalny is able to speak again. The Kremlin critic is being treated in a Berlin hospital after being taken seriously ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. Germany has demanded Russia explain the affair, though Russia denies any involvement. The first day of consultations over Mali's political future began with police firing tear gas to disperse supporters of an alliance of political parties. About 100 supporters of the M5 RFP coalition clashed with police at the entrance to the conference center, delaying the start of the talks. M5 RFP led months of mass demonstrations against deposed President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The junta that toppled Keita on August 18th wants a transitional government to be led by the military, while the M5 RFP and regional leaders have called for a civilian to take the role. India had another record spike of well over 95,000 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours. This as the virus spreads beyond its major cities. The more than 1,100 deaths reported in the last day pushed its death toll past 75,000. The health ministry said the surge in new infections is due to ramping up of daily testing that exceeds 1 million. The London extradition hearing for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was postponed Thursday. There is concern one of the lawyers involved might have been exposed to COVID-19. Assange is fighting extradition to the U.S., where he is wanted for conspiring to hack government computers. U.S. unemployment was unchanged last week. The number of Americans applying for benefits remained 884,000, a sign that layoffs are stuck at a historically high level 6 months after the viral pandemic began. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.